Hello.
Hello.
Good evening.
Just welcome here in the Ace of the
Ace. It's a great pleasure. Great pleasure to be here.
Have you been here before?
This is my first time in Hungary.
Oh.
And I've studied the culture and the mystery of the Magyar language, the etymology of it, its connection with the Finnish, and the mysteries of this language, this great people. I'm very happy to be here. Yeah, it's my first time. I'm sorry about how I look. I've just woken up and got out of bed. My hair's haven't washed yet, so I apologize.
Did you see behind the Iron Curtain?
Yes, I did. Yeah, before communism was finished, I went and studied in DDR orchestration for orchestra. I did this for about 4 months. I had to go to the police station every day in Leipzig and sign there, and I stayed in a hotel for 4 months and studied in Leipzig in DDR. Then I went to Minsk in Belarus and I studied the orchestration there. And of course, after communism broke down, I moved to Prague. So I'm familiar with many other Eastern European cultures, but not the Magyar culture.
Oh.
I used to drink bull's blood in great quantities. I studied under a Hungarian. He was my master. He changed his name to Peter Zander, but he's got a different name. He's a Hungarian name. He went to university with Ligeti. So I studied under a Hungarian with orchestration since 89. The first music that I listened to as a child was Eastern European music and Russian music. That's why I went to Russia and Eastern Europe to study music. I also went to Cairo to study Arabic music. people now have very little faith in the democratic system. They're becoming depressed by it, you know, because of career politicians stealing money. If you go to America, most people, the reason why they have guns in America is not because they're frightened of other people, it's because they're frightened of the government. China and America, they're exactly the same. In China, you can't talk about Tibet, okay? And you can't criticize the government. In America, you can't talk about 9/11 in any dissenting way. You cannot talk about Iraq. Yeah? It's not free to. I can't see any difference between these two countries. And that's why I think that the common values that we have as Europeans, we must come together and we have a shared value. We need a strong Europe to balance the madness of America and China. I think we have to address the banking problem, period. Think about it. In our European Union, all the heads of state, Mr. Sarkozy, everybody else, They all have to answer to the head of the European Central Bank. But the head of the European Central Bank is an unelected, unaccountable body. He's only answerable to Mr. Rothschild. If we look at back at history, I think United Europe is a great idea, because the last thing we want to do is in this region be at war with each other ever again. And so I'm largely supportive of the Union under certain conditions, you know. If you look at the origins of the European Union, it came from one man, a man called Jan Hus in the 16th century. And his idea was that it was a union based on everybody getting the best education and the arts and enlightenment. This was the original dream of the union. So I like this, but I don't like the fact that we have NATO here in Europe, because you can see with the foreign policies of George Bush, this illegal war with Iraq, and they never found weapons of mass destruction. This war was clearly illegal. And as long as we have NATO in European soil, we are inextricably linked with American foreign policy. I have a problem with this. I would like to see a European Army, Navy, and Air Force. And I'm not alone. There's many people at the top end of the Union that also want this.
Thomas Matos, Ginger Nicks, Iron.
I was undergoing something that Carl Jung called individuation, which is basically a life-changing experience that you you locate your genius, hypothetically, and you find your holy guardian angel. I was going through this process, and I was also studying Nordic culture. The one thing that existed 31 years ago, doesn't exist now, is to free these cafes, come bars where you could smoke, play loud music, and you were free. Now there's so many restrictions, we're losing our freedom, we're losing our civil liberties. Freedom has to be it. Freedom to smoke a cigarette where you want, or smoke a joint, or do what you want when you want. I think this is the idea. Epicurus's idea of that work is a stupid idea. He was right also. Work is a stupid idea. What's the point of doing something you hate? You have to find something you love to do, otherwise you'll never do it properly. Epicurus said we must just tend the garden, look after the garden, concentrate on the food supply, and the rest of the time we should spend on the arts and philosophy. I agree with him. I was 17 when I started with these same guys, because there's a big love and a big friendship. It's like a family. But I never looked more than 1 month ahead. you cannot take life for granted. Since 1980, we've seen so many people die. You know, 1 in 8 rock musicians die before they're 35. 1 in 8. That's a higher rate of mortality than if you go to get sent in the army to Afghanistan. It's safer in Afghanistan than to become a musician. It's a short life. So we're very lucky that we've all made 50 and we're still alive. There were two Johns that made Killing Joke happen. Remember, from the time that I got together with these guys and the time that our country knew about Killing Joke, that was 10 weeks only. And it's because of John Lydon from Public Image Limited and Pistols, yes. Johnny Rotten, and John Peel, the two Johns. We'll be right back. Roman Catholic Church myself. I think it's not a force for good. You know, this guy who's supposedly God's messenger on earth, he was a member of the Hitler Youth Party, for God's sake. Apart from this, he tells Africans not to wear condoms. I think the whole church must be dissolved.
Thank you.
I've never voted in my life.
Oh.
Yeah, so let's be, when you say politics, I have personal politics, but I think the idea of career politicians and democracy as we have it is a joke. We all know that there are other forces like the Bilderbergs and other forums that are making the most important decisions. The whole push of our record is about unelected control. And at the top of this pile is the banking fraternity. Mr. Rockefeller said the future of the world is that we will have a supranational elite of bankers deciding the future development of humanity. Well, I disagree with that. His relative, Nicholas Rockefeller, said the future of the world will be a microchip population run from microwave towers. I find this offensive and obscene. And it's time to take a stand. You can either kneel down or you can stand up. It's the point where we all have to make a choice.
Helyes és helytelen.
Prostituált vagy?
Igen.
Gonoszság és jóság.
Az az igazság, hogy strihelek, és szeretném rendbe tenni az életem.
Mind megfér egy emberben.
Én nem vagyok rossz ember, én igazán jó vagyok.
Ám a sors olykor úgy rendezi, hogy bármelyikünkből kitörhet a valódi kegyetlenség.
Fogja már rossz haját!
Mi ütött beléd? Embereket ölsz halomra?
A filmben nyújtott alakításáért Oscar és Golden Globe díjjal jutalmazott Charlize Theron és Christina Ricci főszereplésével.
Lehetünk mások, mint a többiek, de ölni akkor sem szabad.
Ki mondja?
A Rém. Ma este az M1-en.
Belátom, nem Lady Gaga, de akkor, tehát... Jó, mindjárt rendezem magamat, jó? Azért az, hogy valaki vörös, netán még vörös szakálla is van, azért az ma már nem üldözendő. Mi jutott eszedbe, Ildi?
Kani. Egész.
Most eltöprektem, hogy megmerjem-e kérdezni, hogy mire gondoltál. Ne, ne kérdezzem-e? Jó, majd észre leszem.
Maradj talpon! Hétfőn az M1 műsorán.
Ne próbálj meg okos lenni, nem áll jól magának.
Uca eltűnt.
És lehet, hogy valami nagyon nagy baj van.
Megdugtad, aztán haza küldted. Mekkora király vagy.
Hello. Sosincs mellettem senki, a baj van.
Szerinted ez rendben van, hogy te vadidegen pasikkal járkálsz bele a vakvilágba?
De nem feküdtél le velük.
És ha igen? De én legalább nem tartok szeretőt, és nem csókolózom a lányom pszichológusával.
Átok. A sorozat folytatódik hétfőn este az M1-en.
Kedden a DTK Show-ban.
Magánemberként is át kellett gondolnom a dolgaimat, és szakmailag is azt hiszem, hogy át kellett gondolnom.
Kamarás Iván.
De milyen állapotban vagy?
Miért nézel így rám?
Csonka
András. Ezt nem mondod komolyan.
Ezt nem mondod komolyan.
És 12 év után újra együtt a 20 éves Família Kft. DTK. Détót Kriszta Show. Kedden 21 órakor az M1-en.
Ő felsége a király!
Akik eddig igazgatták a birodalmamat, megtévesztettek. A király Isten képviselője ezen a földön. Törvénye Isten törvénye.
Fenyegetőzik Róma ellen, de sosem szakadnál.
Remélem igaza van.
Akárhány tudós áll is ki ön mellett, ezerszer annyit találok, aki mellettem áll ki.
Tudorok. A sorozat folytatódik kedden este az M1-en.